We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Hard-hitting anti-smoking campaigns may hold the key to tackling a new health plague infiltrating teenagers' social circles. Education Minister Blair Boyer says a nationwide approach is needed to tackle vaping, potentially including similar messaging to historical anti-smoking campaigns that helped turn around attitudes towards cigarettes. So far this year, 354 suspensions have been handed out to children at government schools for vaping-related issues. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app from the App Store. Educators believe students as young as 9 years old should be thinking about potential careers. Vocational specialists want the Australian curriculum to be revamped to introduce career education to students even earlier, after studies found younger generations were likely to change careers several times in their working lives. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Obstetricians claim they are being treated like the enemy by parents in birthing suites and have linked labour ward tension to a startling rate of doctor suicides and even some preventable baby deaths. The Sunday Mail can reveal top obstetricians nationally believe their medical expertise is too often shunned by mothers determined to minimise medical intervention, creating a toxic atmosphere during births. And celebrated Australian author Hannah Kent's latest book could be heading for the big screen. Kent confirmed her third novel, Devotion, a queer love story about two women in colonial SA, has generated serious interest from film production companies, though a deal is yet to be struck. Her first two books, the internationally acclaimed Burial Rites and The Good People, have already been snapped up and are being adapted as feature films. Those are your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at theadvertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.